13 minutes past midday. Now, the jailing of a student for posting racially offensive comments on Twitter about the footballer Fabrice Muamba has highlighted the darker side of social media. Yesterday, Liam Stacey, who's from Pontypridd, was sentenced to 56 days in prison after he admitted posting the comments hours after the player collapsed during an FA Cup tie. I'm sure you're aware by now that thankfully Fabrice Muamba is on the road to recovery. A district judge in Swansea called the comments that he'd posted vile and abhorrent. Well, the sentencing comes after a string of celebrities quit Twitter after they say they faced a tidal wave of vile abuse. There's 140 million users worldwide of the Twitter bubble. Is it about to burst following things like this? Well, joining me in the studio is Martin Broadhurst. He's from the Derby-based business Status Social Media Marketing, which essentially trains companies how to effectively use social media for business. Martin, good to have you with you, and interesting to get your take on this as well, because there's been an awful lot of love around for Twitter, whether you use it or not, for a long time. It's always been in our newspaper headlines. And recently, things just seem to have turned sour.
Yes, they have. But this happens quite regularly with Twitter. I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, 2010 it was, Stephen Fry, who was the darling of Twitter for some time, he left the network. He's back on it again, but he said he was, you know, people were calling his tweets boring, so he said he was going to just pack it in. And there's a long history of celebrities leaving Twitter. We've seen it with Ashton Kutcher, the American movie star. He recently left the network after he gave support for an American football coach who was involved in a bit of a scandal over in the States. He handed over management of his account to an agency now. And he was a real innovator, or one of the early adopters of social media as well.
I have to say, it almost seems to feed a celebrity culture, in that the celebrity themselves can communicate directly with their fans and hear the great stuff, but they're not protected from the dodgy. Lady Gaga is the most followed person. She's got the most people watching her every move on Twitter, and she genuinely does it all herself, she says. She must get abuse as well, because, blimey, if you're going to turn out wearing a dress made of meat, you're leaving yourself susceptible, aren't you?
Yeah, leaving the delicious-tasting dress aside. Yeah, she has some... she has a huge following. I think last time I saw it, I think it was about 20-odd million followers or something crazy like that. So in amongst that that group, there are going to be a lot of bad apples, and she's going to get a lot of stick thrown her way. But it all depends on how people choose to deal with it. Some people want to only hear the positive stuff. That's not realistic. That's not how people can see it. I think what you have to do is take the rough with the smooth, and I want to avoid cliches as much as possible, but try and take the criticism and just, you know, move on from it. It's when it starts getting personal and abusive, because there's been quite a lot of incidences of that recently.
And that's what's brought this to a fore. I know the former footballer John Hartson, he's recently said, "I've had absolutely enough," and he's quit as well. People seem to use it because they keep using the word in the press, anonymous. People can be abusive and not. But actually, you have to have a profile. You have to have a recognised, you have to be a person on Twitter to be using it in the first place.
Absolutely. But even with the anonymity thing, people don't seem to be bothered about having an anonymous profile. We can see with Liam Stacey, his profile wasn't an anonymous profile. There was another case recently with it's completely gone out of my head now, another footballer who received a great deal of abuse, and the guy's account was completely public.
And so other followers could see what was being tweeted to them then?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And the thing is, some celebrities deal with it better than others. Robbie Savage, for instance, his father recently passed away, tragically. And he received an absolutely despicable, awful tweet from a particular individual. And Robbie, instead of burying his head in the sand, retweeted it. Now, the person who sent the tweet then got a lot of messages telling them, well...
You've been absolutely inappropriate, I imagine, in no uncertain terms, yeah. But I guess that's one way of dealing with it. The other is to, as you say, take the rough with the smooth and ignore what's coming at you.
Yeah,
are these people looking for a response, do you think, a lot of the time?
Very much so. Some people... Stan Collymore, there we go. That was the person that I was looking for. Stan Collymore received a racist tweet from an individual who, I think it was just 2 weeks ago, they were sentenced to 2 years of community service. And this person admitted that at the time they were basically trying to inflame a response. They were trying to get a response from Stan Collymore so that they could post his response. But Stan kept quiet, reported the incident to the police and didn't comment about it at all until the sentence was passed.
We need to go back to basics and explain for people who've never used Twitter what it is about. And, you know, if you're on the periphery, you'll hear this, oh, social media, you can soon form a very negative opinion of something like Facebook, Twitter, whatever. 140 characters will be banded around. I'm on Twitter and I have to say it's been a lovely, positive experience because there generally seems to be... I don't know if you found the same, but I've experienced very, very little negativity. It's all about supporting people, recommending people. You know, if we're searching for somebody to talk about a very specific subject for our programme, the Twitter community will come together and go, oh, try this person in Derbyshire or East Staffordshire. They might be great to talk on this. And it's been nothing but a help.
I 100% agree. We use it within the business quite regularly. If we need a supplier, we will tweet, can anybody help with a printing firm or a design agency, and we get recommendations. And that's the great thing about Twitter. It is just a communication platform. Some people, you know, will criticize it because there can be cyberbullying, that sort of thing, but the vast majority of people on there are very helpful. They're a good community of, yes, there's so many people on there that not everyone is going to have the same opinion, but it's a nice diverse community and very supportive, like you say, particularly if you're looking for something in particular.
I want to break there for some music. We'll return to chat to Martin Moore because his specialism is training businesses into how to use social networks such as Twitter. And so if you're not an individual that's getting abuse, but if somebody's just gone and had a meal at your restaurant and decides to tell the world on Twitter that, quite frankly, it was disgusting but never complained while they were having the meal, or if they've gone into your shop, bought your product, and then they're bad-mouthing it on Twitter, what can be done? Where does the law stand, both for businesses and individuals, on this? We'll talk more in detail with Martin Broadhurst in a few moments' time. First, Fleetwood Mac. This is Dreams. Fleetwood Mac and Dreams on BBC Radio Derby. 25 past 12. With me in the studio is Martin Broadhurst. He's from Derby and he runs a company called Status Social Media Marketing. Basically, training companies. I hope I'm not doing you a disservice here. Training companies how to effectively use social media for business. So we've been talking about individuals, celebrities, footballers quitting Twitter. And as you pointed out, although we seem to have had a rash recently, this has had peaks and troughs over Twitter's existence. What about businesses? What's your advice if you're going to be on Twitter? Do you have to do it as an individual? What if you are a brand name and somebody comes back and says, I've just been to, you know, so-and-so's shop and the stereo they've sold me is rubbish?
Well, you need to listen out for those customers.
Okay. Don't ignore those guys.
Absolutely not. It was very much the case that in the old days, if people had a complaint, if they didn't tell you directly, they were likely to tell their friends and family in the pub or, you know, at the restaurant when they're having a meal or something. Well, now they're putting it in a public forum and telling a whole range of people that they, you know, could be friends or people they've never met. You need to listen out for that. Don't bury your head in the sand. Reach out to those customers and actually say to them, I'm sorry you've had a bad experience. There's some fantastic examples of businesses doing this. BT, for instance, British Telecom. I had a problem once with a bit of kit that I had from them. Didn't realise they were doing this, and I tweeted that I had a problem with my BT Home Hub, it was. And they responded and said, oh, sorry, sorry to hear you've got a problem. How can we fix it for you? And
wow,
they solved it within a day.
It's turned things around in your opinion of the company then, and I suppose in a very public forum, let other people know they were taking action.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a good example there, but are there plenty of businesses out there potentially missing the trick with that then? They're not on Twitter, they're not monitoring Twitter. This sort of complaints could be going unchecked.
Oh, absolutely. There is a whole range of, well, a lot of small business owners feel that they don't have time, but this doesn't have to be a time-consuming job. You can set up some saved searches. So, for instance, if you go on Twitter and type in your company name, you can just run that search every day and see what people are saying.
And it might be lovely stuff and it might boost you up. What are the benefits of a business being on Twitter? What are the benefits of an individual being on Twitter? What's it going to do for you? Why bother?
For individuals, the benefits are there socially, but also for in terms of getting news, getting information. I get most of my news, breaking headlines such as, you know, Michael Jackson's passing or what was the other one? Oh, the UK riots. That was fantastic to follow on Twitter.
To see it develop and I suppose be very close to the action that otherwise only the TV cameras, which were on the periphery, could bring you information
very
about.
Much so. There were people leaning out of their bedroom windows taking photos of people running down the street, being chased by the police. So you get a real sort of citizen journalism perspective.
And is that why we're so afraid of this? Because we haven't got the controls and power, or are there laws in place to govern what's used on there?
There are, yes. The Communications Act of 2003 has a section in it specifically relating to digital communications or digital messages sent over public networks. So Twitter falls into that category.
Is that 2003 Act good enough, though? Because Twitter's not even that old, is it?
Well, the wording of the Act says that it's any digital public network.
Right.
So Twitter falls under that category. Mm-hmm. It says that it is an offence to send communications that are grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene or menacing character. It's actually an offence punishable with up to 6 months in prison or a significant fine as well.
So the prison sentence, I'm particularly hitting the headlines yesterday, was very much surrounding racism, and it was on a racism charge that guy has been sent down for 56 days. But there are other powers for judges to use then.
Yes, like I say, the case with Stan Collymore and the person who sent him the tweet, he was prosecuted using this specific act, Section 127 of the Communications Act.
So even if we're annoyed at somebody or we want to make, I mean, can we make a legitimate complaint? That sounds like we've got to all be nicey-nicey the whole time.
No, I think the key word within the act is grossly offensive.
Right.
People are allowed to be offended. You're allowed to offend people. That's
part of life. You can't go through life without being offended or causing some at some point. You're not alive otherwise, are you?
No, absolutely not. Some people are more sensitive than others, and I think this is why the term grossly has to be used. Mm. But if you are being pestered by somebody, or if you've just got somebody that you don't want following you, let's say it's an ex-partner of yours and you don't want them knowing what you're up to, you can block them on Twitter. And if it becomes abusive, you can also report them to Twitter as well.
So there's a little button and you just hit it and they can't trace you?
They can no longer contact you. If they log out of their Twitter account, presuming that your Twitter account is public, because you can set it private so that...
Right.
You only allow specific people to see your tweets.
Mm-hmm.
If you have got it public, if they log out of their account, they can still read your tweets. It just means that they can't engage with you, so they can't send you a message or interact with you.
So you can't see the stuff in the first place, no matter what. Mm. So I started off by asking the question at the beginning of all this. Is the Twitter bubble about to burst? You're going to tell me it definitely isn't in your line of work, aren't you?
I am absolutely going to tell you that. When Apple launched their iOS, the upgrade on their operating system on their iPhones. So they upgraded the iPhones with the iPhone 4S last year, and that had Twitter heavily embedded within it. It was basically picked as Apple's social network of choice.
Right.
And almost overnight, new signups to Twitter increased by 300%.
It's a massive growth industry and a fascinating one as well. Martin, for now, thank you very much indeed for being with us. Martin Broadhurst from Status Social Media Marketing, based in Derby. Your thoughts, very welcome. You may want to drop me a tweet in the Twitter world for while I'm on the airwaves. It's at BBC Alina. For the world when I'm not on the airwaves and just being me, it's Alina_Naylor that you'll find me on Twitter. But for while I'm on air, let me know. Has Twitter been a good, positive experience? Has it grown your business? Has it grown your social circle? I'd be intrigued to hear from you with your experiences. Still to come on the programme, I'll give you a lowdown on what we can expect weather-wise. Basically, think of yesterday, add a couple of degrees. That's what we're on the cards for this afternoon. So ice cream's entirely justifiable. But I'll give you a few more details after Oasis, and don't look back in anger.